Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Ivolelo Ward in Serenje benefits from much-needed streetlights. Senior Chief Muchinda sanctions land title verification in his chiefdom. In African news, Madagascar president dissolves government after Gen Z protests. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Ivovelo Ward in Serenje District have expressed their gratitude to the government for installing streetlights under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking on behalf of the community, Aubrey Muzaza says the project is aimed at improving safety and security in the area, following growing concerns over increased criminal activities. He adds that by investing in the street lighting, government is taking a proactive step towards enhancing public safety and improving the overall well-being of residents in Ivovelo Ward.
Under CDF, and recently we just had the first phase of the street lights done, which is very good development because people used to be attacked at night in the CBD. So now that we have got the street light, it's something that really has to be appreciated because it's really development to ask the people of Serenje. And again, we have seen the council even putting street lights again at the footbridge, which was constructed using CDF.
Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Welela III of Serenje District has directed all individuals who are holding a land title deeds and mine occupancy documents in his chiefdom to submit them for verification within 14 days. The traditional leader says the documents must be accompanied by written consents from his office in line with the Lands Act Chapter 184 of the Laws of Zambia. He warns that those without a valid consent risk losing their land, as the chiefdom will request the Minister of Lands to cancel such titles. Chief Muchinda has explained that the directive follows numerous complaints of land grabbing and the displacement of locals by unscrupulous investors, especially during the 14 years when the chiefdom had no chief. He has since initiated a land audit, noting that many title holders and miners obtained the documents illegally without the knowledge of traditional authorities.
We should inform all the people who have title deeds and the documents of occupants to the land and the mines in Muchinda Chiefdom to submit copies of the title deeds with consent from the chief for verification through my chairman of the trust committee and chiefdom secretary, Mr. Raphael Lesa, and Mr. Eliud Kachoka within 14 days. Furthermore, without submission of these consents from the chief, pursuant to Section 3 of the Lands Act Chapter 184 of the Laws of Zambia, you leave us no room but to seek legal means.
The Professional Teachers Union of Zambia has welcomed government's plan to recruit more teachers in 2026, but raised concern over the omission of funds for teacher upgrades in the national budget. Finance Minister Dr. Mstumbeko Msokotwani on Friday announced that government will recruit 3,500 teachers next year, a move the union says will improve education quality by reducing the pupil-teacher ratio. But in a statement, Protus Public Relations and International Affairs Officer Brian Mwila says the budget makes no provision to deal with long-standing issues such as teacher upgrades and confirmations of appointments. Mr. Mwila also notes that the Ministry of Education's allocation has dropped from 14.5% in 2025 to 13% in 2026, describing the omission of teacher upgrades as a missed opportunity.
While we commend this milestone, the union notes with great concern that the 2026 budget makes no specific allocation of funds to various human resource challenges facing teachers today, such as upgrades and confirmation in appointments, which require Treasury Authority to be addressed.
A consultant for the Kitwe District Association of Persons with Disabilities is urging the Electoral Commission of Zambia to adopt a more inclusive approach to the ongoing online voter registration exercise. Speaking in an interview with Company News, Mr. Gilbert Mumba says information on voter registration exercise is not reaching people living with disability effectively because it is not packaged in accessible formats. Mr. Mumba notes that the deaf and the vision impaired are often excluded when information is disseminated on mainstream platforms. He emphasizes the need for the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and other stakeholders to directly engage organizations representing persons with disabilities to ensure their members are adequately sensitized.
It will be important for stakeholders to engage organization of persons with disabilities, especially leaders, because we are able to organize our members maybe in one sitting. They are addressed, they are told what is happening, other than just taking it for granted that since this information has been disseminated in our habit, because the information should be packaged in the format that can be accessible. For me, as a consultant of persons with various disabilities, we are dealing with people who have hearing impairment, the popularly known as the deaf, also the visually impaired. So these need to be targeted specifically.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Mega Jeff 5233.
That's my number, the one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitengo, zama order, zamele kalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 250. 50 kg delele, 500. 50 kg rumanda, 100 kwacha. 50 kg impwa, 600. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 70 kwacha. 50 kg repu, 90 kwacha. 50 kg mupilu, 130. 50 kg Chinese, 70 kwacha. 50 kg mango, 400. 25 kg candolo, 130. 25 kg tute ya freshi, 330. 25 kg masau, 120. Onion ya red ponchi, 220. Onion ya white ponchi, 130. Bokosi ya tomato, 220. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 90 kwacha. Meda delele, 60 kwacha. Meda impwa, 70 kwacha. Meda green beans, 40 kwacha. Meda pilipili, 130. Meda usala, 60 kwacha. Meda makole, 50 kwacha. Meda mfungo, 150. Meda vidiza, 130. Unji unji lumanda, 10 kwacha. Unji unji lepu, 10 kwacha. Unji unji Chinese 10 kwacha. Unji unji